You are listening to The Leak with Rachel Fogletto
and Kat Mosley.
Okay.
That was me. I was just, you know what? In technology, that's the thing that might have worked best today. Actually, there are a lot of things I'm not giving credit to. TV was smooth. TV. I got my CBS News smoothly today.
Nice.
All right. Are you? Yeah. Are we in?
We're in. What's up, everybody?
Wow. What's up, everybody? Contrary to popular belief, that wasn't the last episode. This is the last episode. Girl, do you remember that conversation about what our most recent episode was? And then
I are already
so memo backlogged that, like, what conversation was that? But yeah.
Oh, my God. I know.
Yeah.
There's just been so much. But, you know, there's always so much. It's where are we? We're coming near the end of March. So that is
ish. I mean, I guess. I mean, yeah. This is late mid. I mean, yes. What?
I think our last episode, I'm not sure, but it may have been the end of February, but it's not posted yet. So that these might come back to back. It might just be. Yeah. So I think I want to plug. I do want to plug. We'll post this week. I'm going to be in Boise for Treeport. It's a music festival, but there's comedy. It's really neat. I wish I had time to do more things there, but I'll be there Friday and Saturday, March 22nd and 23rd. So I had a good time in Boise when I was there in 2019. So I'm looking forward to the festival and potatoes.
Nice.
Yeah. If there's other stuff, I mean, I know there's other stuff, but I was just talking to somebody where it's like, you know, when you travel for this stuff, it's like, you don't have time. People are like, oh, did you do this? Did you do that? I'm like, no, there's not really time to do stuff when you already have to do stuff. Like, make the people laugh. So you're in Boise.
Who are these asking people?
Mm-hmm. What?
Did you do blank while you were in such and such place? Like, stop pressuring me. I travel. What? What did you do?
Janet Michael Jackson once said.
Stop pressuring me. Make me want. Yeah, that was a collabo. Nice work, girl. Nice, nice brain.
It was such a good video. Yeah, I mean, it was so. Because they hired people in their business and they.
I mean, this is kind of that. Like, you could just ask me an open-ended question. What did you do while you were there? You don't have to run this checklist with me. Who made up this checklist? Hotel stuff.
So I publicly post at least some of what I'm doing there, which is perform. That's the main reason I'm there, is to perform.
You know what the F I did?
So that's what I did.
Why are you asking me about what you know I didn't do? That's evil. I'm convinced. Who are these people? Mm-mm. Somebody sent me a video today of a TikTok person, and I'm like,
I just love that you were like, they sent me a video of a TikTok person, and
and I shook my head. Yeah.
I mean, because really,
I'm also a TikTok person. What
TikTok,
is it?
There's so many, but it's just funny because it really, I mean, it's like anything. There's so many just people on the internet. Anybody can go on the internet. It's like an open mic, you know. Yes. Anybody can get a TikTok and do whatever they want on there, you know.
Yes, yes. And by the way, I'm not plugging, but I'm still pro plug. You're about to go to Boise. That's a big deal. I don't want to get distracted. Yo, my friend Rachel travels so much that sometimes she'll mix up the city she's going to. And I think that's really exciting. And you experience it as whatever about your brain. But I experience that as my friend be traveling so much, like you habitual be traveling.
Thank you.
So much that you mix up your cities. That's pretty cool. So I think that's awesome. Y'all are hearing it happen. She is now in the mixing up cities phase.
Oh, wait. Okay. It might be in my brain. I have a mind bad about mixing up.
Look, I'm not letting you go there yet. No, okay. I'm still on the big up. I will.
Thank you.
I need to be controlling right now. I'm feeling angry and I launched on the people being like, did you blah, blah, blah? Am I done with that? And then I'm going to have the next phase of rage at this whole TikTok thing. Okay, now I can let you, I think I can let you my bee. All right.
Well, it's pretty funny. Okay. Where was I? Oh, I was in Phoenix and there was people after the show that were from Wyoming, which I've never been. But in my brain, I confused Wyoming with Wisconsin. So I was like, oh, I performed there once. And they were like, where? I was like, Eau Claire. And then in my brain, I was like, Rachel, they said Wyoming, not Wisconsin. And I was like, you know what? Never mind. I wasn't listening to me. And they didn't, they're like, oh, we don't know where that is. And I'm like, you know what? Great. That's wonderful that you don't know where that is.
They know where the fuck it is. Wyoming.
you know, I didn't say that I confused it with Wisconsin because I felt really.
No, why give them that?
They're completely different places. And I was just like, oh, you know what? I just remembered. I don't remember. I just said something like really. I word saladed. I gave them word salad because I realized my mistake at like right. Like, you know, like maybe 10 seconds after it came out of my mouth, I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. You completely just lied. So
I will allow the my bee because you put word salad in it. That's a compelling. That's a compelling bee.
I tossed it up and I served it.
Otherwise, I'm like, they know. Them W location people, they know. W stands for what? Where that at? What?
If you're a W state, chances are I might not keep you up in the very front. No offense.
Yeah.
I will gladly come and do, hey, Wyoming, let me do comedy in Wyoming. I'll go there and do comedy. I'll do comedy anywhere. Pretty much, almost.
The new something states, y'all can mix them up. Yo, it's new something.
Old
Hampshire.
Old.
Nobody ever mixes up Hampshire.
Hampshire. Old, ye old Hampshire.
I think I am a medieval ass. Likely a smelly, perverted medieval white man. Highly likely. Because my self-generated spelling errors tend to be old English. Like really gratuitous funny. E's all over the place. Like not what the keyboard is doing to me, but what I'm actually typing.
I kind of love that.
Is very medieval.
Honestly, like, I would just like be like, oh, cat's like doing a thing.
She felt like an E was needed. Yeah.
Why not? Maybe we should be speaking like
why not
in castles that wear chainmail
and throw our waste out the window. Is that what they used to do? Did they throw or did they have plants? I mix it all up. Feel like there was a time when people just threw. Is that just
know. No? I mean, maybe
in an Allegheny. Is that what? Okay.
I was gonna say I'm in a Facebook neighborhood group where there was an issue with that in very recent times. So I feel like, yeah, maybe that's the new thing to do.
You can't just let everybody.
Ye old.
Ye old style sewage. Yeah. You can't let everybody go upstairs. Only some people can be trusted.
Oh, okay.
The stories, you know, like, because they gonna do stuff up there. It is too enticing to just pee off the subway platform. You up high, you can literally make it rain for free. It's so corny, subway. But that's what, yeah. When the subway goes high, we go low.
Best to try to be high with it so you don't get peed on.
Yeah. Okay, so to recap, plug Boise potatoes in Idaho must be exquisite. I mean, they better bring it.
I love potatoes. I mean,
I pour a sip for potatoes. Mm. I'm so close to having potatoes of my own.
I know. I wish I could bring back potatoes from Idaho. probably wouldn't work really well on a TA. Oh, no, I could. You could.
I think the person whose name sounded like good morning would still find a way to keep me from getting the potatoes that you brought home. Y'all, that private joke was about you come. What is it like the Catania experience, the Cat Mosley experience is like, hello, intersectionalism, my old friend. Hello. Hello. Happy birthday, intersection.
Happy birthday, girl. I know it was last week, but I think your birthday is your birthday for like a week, a month, but I think you should just get to be in your birthday until you're done with it. That's what I feel about birthday celebrations. Just you should celebrate until you're done celebrating.
Thank you. Narcissism came at my birthday from all angles.
It did.
Narcissism came. Some of it I'm going to have to put in the main, because some of the ways narcissism came from my birthday, like, we have to acknowledge when there are people in our lives who are whatever enough to go and listen to the podcast to get intel. Like, we used to call that hate listens back in the day. Like, I think this, like, I can think of at least three narky types over the past year who absolutely would follow the leak, listen to the leak, and even consider subscribing to the Patreon to get information that they have total access to if they will just engage with me like a regular ass human being. Just have dialogue from me. Just risk bearing your own human self. I have to honor you like you a complete fucking human in this world, but you act like a fraction of a human and go to my podcast where I'm talking to my girl to get information that you have. You could get this information from me in such fun ways. Like, two out of these three narcissists that I'm thinking about could have. Oh, wait, no. No, no, no. Okay. Anyway, they have access.
Two out of three narcissists give the Leak podcast probably 4.5 stars or something like that.
Y'all can get it, literally get it. But you want to not communicate and instead steal. It's like so many of our like trigger warning rapey conversations are like this. You could just get it.
Yeah.
But you have to come up with a way that not you are also they stealing it.
Well, it's like, I kind of feel like if you, I mean, which honestly is kind of the beauty, the true spirit of the leak, right? It's like, it's like you, there's always like a better way to get information than like interpreting something that like, is it, that doesn't directly involve you. I mean, granted, no, it's a podcast we put publicly that people can listen to.
We do.
But like there's always more, you know, there's always more than the conversation we're having that we know is going to be posted publicly.
Right.
And if the more is something that is important to you because you have personal relationships with either of us it's in any capacity, probably like communicating and engaging and making yourself like somewhat actually vulnerable is the best way to get that information.
I'm telling you, the intel is so much better when there is mutual vulnerability, mutual humanity. Yeah. Just show up. It's because some of you that I've been, some fake vulnerability, I've been moved. If I could tell you dude's name, he'll tell you the quality of the intel that I provide. If you will just fake human vulnerability with me, how much better it gets.
I can be got.
Yeah, real good. Real, I will make it feel good. That intel, like real good. This shit, it's remote. You don't get to feel good. This is like definitively out of context. In whatever context you dwell, when you're listening to the podcast that you have discovered that my dear talented friend and I record together. Like I'm also talented, but I'm just saying, like my dear, you've discovered.
We're both very talented.
Yes. I have not invited you to come listen to this podcast for intel about your interactions with me, but you have found it and you decide to use it for those reasons. Literally out of context. You're literally listening to us out of.
Also, if you're going to do that, like, please share it, you know, with your friends. Subscribe to the Patreon. There's even better stuff there. It's still only a dollar. Why is it only? I think we need to up it. I think, like, with all the abundance thinking that I've been, I feel like we need to up. I feel like people are going to start subscribing once we up it, because a dollar, they're like, oh, it's a dollar, which is dumb because you could have it for a dollar. But this is the way people think. They're like, it's legal. Not worth it. Yeah. So we need to up it. I just feel like the universe is saying it right now. Like
I'm saying
sacral place.
Y'all support and stuff. I mean, pretend that this is keeping TikTok going. Yeah. If you support the league, you keep whatever freedom you think you get on TikTok.
What happened with the TikTok?
Big ups to Cecily. See, out of context, if you just heard that, you would think I was anti who sent it to me, anti everything. I am these demon avatars that are all over the place. And some of them they present like actual human beings. But these demon avatars who online, I can't verify that you are an actual dwelling human being. As far as I'm concerned, you a demon avatar. So that's what got sent to me. Do we all know at this moment in history, if someone's listening in a time capsule, at this moment in history, what's happening is the United States Senate, Congress, et cetera, government is all of a sudden operating really fucking well, really efficiently to limit, not get rid of TikTok, but to just limit how much access the Chinese government gets to all of your motherfucking psyches, young people. All your goddamn psyches they have access to. Your whole fucking psyche. A drug, a surgical implant, any of the other things that would have access to your body in this way are supposed to go through screening. And then the government says, okay, you can put that in a human body. We know that there's corruption even there, but there's no such screening for apps. This is what I ranted to my friend. Like, the only screening for apps we have is like a loose checks and balances situation where the designer developer of an app eventually answers to our government. We tried to do that with TikTok. Y'all, I have enough respect and regard for China to say China don't answer to the United States Senate. Or Congress. I don't give a fuck about our standards of decency from the federal government level over here. China don't give a fuck. And if China decided to give a fuck about how we saw our government, for instance, right now, China gives a fuck about how we see our government. Because our government is saying no TikTok. There's too much China in TikTok. And there's too much at stake, especially right now, for TikTok. TikTok is too influential. If it was some app we had never heard of, maybe not so big a deal, but it is extremely influential. It's influential enough that it's flying people to DC to argue with their government officials. And it knows who your government officials are because it knows where you are. It knows every fucking thing about. So that's what's going on with TikTok. And the video. So I clearly feel strongly about this. I have lived in a world where people are hanging out with me. Girl, you use TikTok. People share links with me from this weapon of mass destruction. I mean, if they activate it, it's a weapon of mass destruction. Right now, it's on low. It's on confront your government. But if warfare actually got disseminated through TikTok, we'd be super de-duper fucked in ways that are untraceable back to origin, in ways that would seem like they're coming from American individuals. We are super de-duper fucked. Girl, you were actually going to respond. I just feel so strongly.
Oh, I don't understand. And so I don't understand enough of it. Mm-hmm. But the way I feel is that I feel like it could be done with the internet in general. So I understand to a degree how it's different with TikTok, but I also feel like, I don't know what to believe, because I feel like whenever there's a medium where.
That's so scary to me. I got to interrupt you to say it. That's so scary to me. Okay, go ahead.
It's scary to me, but it's also, I always.
No, it's so scary to me that I don't know what to believe. Like,
well, yeah. I mean, and I think that anytime there's a platform where, I mean, there's always a double-edged sword, right? So anytime there's a platform where people can express themselves and connect and engage, there's always a danger to it because of the vulnerability. And I always get worried when there's any kind of censorship that kind of is like,
oh my God.
Feels like not agoraphobic. Is that the right word? But
no, this is hostile nation coming for your population through technology phobic. This is giving the power to a country that we owe billions of money to and have had hostile relations with and have hostile like politics to, giving them the power over the very minds of your users. And your users are compelled because the app is good and helps them to make money, and they dump their aspirations and their people aspire to things and put them in this app and therefore believe that this app is just an innocent thing. But since the inception of TikTok, there's been this warning. It's a highly influential app. Users in China don't use the app the way American users use it. It's different there. So why would they be differently protected from the app there? And Chinese involvement in apps is very different than American involvement in Facebook. And this is an area where people in our government are actually, people do security so that we can do the apps and the things we do with them. And they've been, you and I have had conversations on The Leak and in life about this. This isn't censorship. This is security. TikTok will conflate security and censorship. Pro-TikTok people will conflate security and censorship. It is not unlike other major issues we've had. Oh, the wokes are saying, I can't say people benefited from slavery. No, this is conflating free thought with toxic what they're calling now disinformation. So what's up with TikTok is deep, deep national security concern that has existed from the inception of TikTok and is deep enough that people have said, even if TikTok divests from, I think it's ByteDance, which is actually the Chinese government. Even if they divest, because they're still a Chinese company with all of that intelligence coming through a Chinese cloud, because I'm not educated in that stuff, China still has, because China has that much control over things in China. It's a different ballgame than the US. And I think I'm more compelled by argument from somebody who is actually not anti-you, but this bot that I saw on TikTok was arguing from American awareness. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be compelled by that. I need global intelligence. Bitch, black, white, other. This woman happened to be black and happened to look like somebody who would be compelling to me and to other people. But there was no global intelligence there. What people need to understand is China is different than the US. And also Americans, Wi-Fi all over the world fucking sucks. Ask your friends abroad if you have any. The way you enjoy TikTok here, you can't enjoy it even in the UK. Like Wi-Fi in other places is weak. This is the best way to attack Americans. We got strong fucking Wi-Fi and all this liberty. And what we say is, okay, government, give us this liberty and this Wi-Fi, but keep other countries from taking over in our very homes, in our very phones. I'm serious about this. And I'm serious particularly about that, like, censorship languaging. Because the government
I hesitate to say it because I feel like the word censorship has, like, been taken by like the edgelords.
Co-opted.
And
yeah.
So it's like even saying it, I hate saying it, but it's like for lack of like, and again, I don't know as much as you do about it. And I've heard the things and I have chosen to not. And I say chose not because I actively don't want to learn more about it. It's just more like I've just chosen to prioritize other things. And maybe that will be what kills me one day. I think about that a lot.
You're also on TikTok making videos. Yep.
Yes, I am.
So I would say if I was languaging this, like people who are creating content on TikTok and taking like, I think, why wouldn't, you're a comedian.
I have to. Why wouldn't I have you to.
Your
I
ambitions?
What I want from all of my comedian friends
is even though you take your ambitions to TikTok in this moment that is national security, it's what I said to young people when they wanted Bernie and wouldn't vote for Hillary because they had always wanted Bernie. I get it, but national security. So like what I would say to people taking their ambitions to TikTok is I get it. You have to do it. But please don't allow the conflation of the conversation because this is a good place for your ambitions. And I'm saying this to my dear friend, Rachel, but also to like comedians, people earning money on this thing. That's cool. That's cool. Get money, get recognized, but it is still what it is. This app can't then be any better than all of the known dangers that we interact with. How does it become better than the known dangers? This one that is known to be a danger untold, how does it then become better than like?
I need to learn to understand it. And no, this isn't you're raising concern. This is my bad. I tend to get like overwhelmed with things I don't understand.
This is overwhelming.
Because I feel like, how do I trust anything? Like, I feel like Facebook is evil. Instagram's evil. Mm. And then wasn't there like a whole thing with Twitter when Twitter was Twitter or whatever? It was like Russian bots like learning us and trolling us. And I kind of feel like we are kind of out there like idiots. A lot of like on the internet, a lot.
America is for sure.
Like we are out there, like kind of just putting ourselves out there, like nothing bad can happen. And I think about that all the time. It's a big reason why I don't, I mean, this is like even on a local level, like even why I don't like people in my life with kids or even like people in my life who are adults. I don't even like to put a lot of my personal, like my actual personal life on my social media anymore because I just don't want people to have access to it. It's like, if you want access to my content, to me, I'll share what I want to share. But much more than that, it's like, cause like, it's sort of like comedy, like what I put out there, it might seem very, it is vulnerable. Like what I put out there is vulnerable, but it's only so vulnerable. But like people think it's more vulnerable than it is because we're so good at what we do as entertainers. But like, you're not going to know like the real, like you're never going to know the stuff I don't want you to know. If that makes like, that's so like obvious to say. You're
I think
know what I don't want you to know.
There's a couple ways to respond to that last thing you said. Cause I think in the case of somebody whose work is not refined, and I've been in that position performing that work, and maybe everybody who has open mic'd has, is there's a point in your joke where the audience can know more about the joke you're telling than you do. Because of the way you're talking about it and you haven't mined your thoughts yet, you're actually showing them. And I think savvy audience members can see the insecurity, the unresolved trauma, the everything in what you're talking about. It's funny when you can touch that. Is it Sarah Silverman? Like Sarah Silverman's rape joke. Y'all just have to see the joke. It's so well told. It turns out to be somebody shitting her pants or something like this. But the horror in touching all of the things and then moving beyond them as a comedian. So yes, 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 yes. It's not as vulnerable as the audience thinks it is. Once you've done the work. Thank you, girl. I think that also what you said is like a really great example of the difference between American sensibilities and national security issues. Why I step up and say, friends, I get it. Y'all fucked with TikTok, but now this is a moment of safety. Shut up until you learn about security issues at a world fucking level. Shut up, my intelligent and compelling friends, until you actually get caught up on this information, because you will compel people into something that is very dangerous. Your individual baby picture shit ceases to matter for you, like even as an individual. It starts to matter in a much scarier way in the aggregate. Groupthink, to me, is one of the most horrifying things. It's part of why I think I might have to get out of densely populated areas, which is where I've been finding so much safety my whole life. Like, less densely populated areas feel like get out to me. It's easier for you to take and do things with my body. But the danger of the groupthink in the densely populated areas has become more scary to me, because the new weapon is mental. Because that's what has your mind, is the apps. So we can bomb other, but we can really get America through their free fucking minds. I'm air quoting free, but we tout that we're so free, and we fucking know we not. Because bitch, who's paying your rent? You got to go out and labor. That don't feel like freedom a lot of the ways that we labor. When I say bitch, who's paying your rent, girl, a couple seconds later, I realize you have to labor this. But you aren't who I was referring to.
No, we're I understand. Yeah,
everybody knows that Americans fancy ourselves free. And it is so easy to get and manipulate our minds in that way. And this is absolutely a time to take that sort of threat seriously. It's not 1996. It's not 2007. It's not even 2018, y'all. We've been through the pandemic. This is like 2024. We know that threats of artificial intelligence, technology, apps, we have enough information, America, my brilliant, creative, compelling friends. We have enough information to know that this TikTok threat is real. Is it inconvenient? Yeah, but don't do the cognitive dissonance thing that we spent 2020 fucking talking about and told y'all was only half resolved. Like, it is cognitive dissonance, my brilliant, creative, compelling friends. For any of you to say anything really about like the non-existence of a threat or making this threat the same as a domestic threat, like all of, there's a difference between Facebook and TikTok. And before we can speak publicly about it, make decisions, it's all cognitive dissonance until we're actually letting information in. Facebook is regulated by the United States government as much as they can. And there's at least a tension where the government has to keep up. And there's at least an answering to ByteDance, TikTok. That shit they did when they came over here was cute. China doesn't answer to the U.S. China doesn't. China has enough reason.
It makes me think of that movie I watched. Was it
should, without even hearing it. It should make you think of all the movies, but I'm listening. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, it was on Netflix. It made, well, I mean, I think it, I'm assuming it was in theaters. I wouldn't know because I don't ever go, but it was like Netflix kept wanting me to watch it, but it was pretty good. I don't want to like ruin it, but Leave the World Behind. I think it was Leave the World.
Leave the World. But oh wait, you told me about. Okay. And I'm
Yeah. It was really. I enjoyed it. I mean, not enjoy. It's very like like, you know, like a way that we will get. I don't know how to describe it. You just watch the preview and you can kind of get an idea.
And you get it.
It's like if we were just like if all the signals were just you know, in this chaotic way. So like all this chaotic stuff with like airplanes and like technology started happening and it didn't make any sense. But it does, because if all of it just, you know, started malfunctioning and then we were left with each other, it would be pretty, it would actually be pretty horrific.
It would be horrific. Yeah. If all we had left was each other. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which, what does that say about us, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm trying to get away from all y'all. All y'all. All y'all. right now, so, you know, I think I've said this. I look around to the people writing the L and I'm like, y'all are some amazing people. Like some of them have given up and they're just lighting up and they're making it worse for everybody. But there are some really resilient people who ride that train who are not losing their shit and letting everybody know how they feel at any given moment. I think there's a lot of meditating happening on the Market Frankfurt L. With regard to TikTok, I have this firm position on it. Like people can think whatever they, I've been careful about all of the other issues, but on this one, I'm like, no, put me with Amy and them, I guess. Cause I'm gonna be out here telling, I'm speaking forcefully on the America. You do not fucking know. On this, our government has done this much, this well. They've kept that US membrane enough and kept folks quiet over here and there enough. This is the one issue, no matter where people stand, no matter where they stand, they're all like, TikTok is dangerous. And TikTok hasn't even been told that it can't operate, but it has told you, TikTok users, that they're coming for your ability to be on TikTok. The thing y'all standing for is lying to you. And we are watching it lie to you. And we're allowing it to happen because that's a demonstration of what can happen when something has this much power in the United States. It can, in fact, lie to and mobilize its users. TikTok has not been told that it cannot operate. It has been told that it must do something. It's been told that it must do something which won't change your safety, probably, but its refusal to do that little thing, which probably won't even impact your safety, is symbolic. It won't even ostensibly divest itself from the Chinese government. So you, user, ask TikTok to answer to that. Why is it so hard for you to divest from an appearance of being controlled by your government? Why is that so hard? If this is about freedom, TikTok, why can't you even appear to let go of your government? Because it is that fucking deep. But you know that the United States, we in a rush to divest ourselves of our weak ass government because we have the freedom to do that. We have the freedom to say, fuck the American government all the live long day and nobody's going to come for me. So y'all come for us, the individuals who are the most powerful aggregate in the world. You aggregate our data and you actually can fuck this whole world up. Those are the important things. Girl, I know you were going to say something, but the sentence that doesn't get completed with our brilliant creative friends who are creating content on TikTok is the disturbing inconsistency in the TikTok spin that has been driving a lot of this TikTok-based cognitive dissonance that I've been seeing over my birthday week. Y'all crazy because TikTok is fucking deluding you. And it's cool. Your opportunities, your aspirations, your ambitions are all bound up. I get that part. But take a good look at the partner you didn't know you had. You didn't know that you had been seduced by an app. It's time to wake up to that and catch that the app is lying to you. If it's telling you that this is censorship, if it's telling you that it's going to be cut off and it's not telling you what it refuses to do, that's something to worry about, my friend. Y'all forgot. Friends.
We can't. I honestly didn't even know this much about, like, not even like I knew it was an ongoing thing, but like even what you're telling me is just like a lot of new information. So like I'm just listening to what you're saying. So
yeah.
And kind of reacting based on that. So I don't really know.
Well, I'm glad you're saying that because like maybe our listeners even think that I'm coming for you this way, but I'm imagining you and like other friends that we have that create. And like if they were talking like this person that I saw and
like I haven't put any opinions because I already know that I don't know enough to have an opinion. I don't really care to get engaged with things I don't know a lot about.
It's dangerous. It's been dangerous since our president in 2020 was openly coming for their government in 2020. it's been dangerous in that way since then. And it's only grown and spread and swelled in its impact. I feel myself using a cancer analogy. Is there a better one? But like, there's a way that its power is just laid out and ready for somebody to flip a switch on it in the United States. And we wouldn't allow another nation to come and build bases in every neighborhood in the United States, but via intelligence, via an app, TikTok is there.
I think it's like, I mean, again, it's just me thinking. It sucks because we don't trust our government. And that's why people are feeling how they feel about it. And we're so used to our government lying to us that it's kind of like, just going back to like the basic thing I said before, is like, we don't know who to believe.
Girl, you were with me on my birthday when this world showed me how unjust it could be toward my body. And I got very much that no matter what my government says, I can't be protected from this gross injustice toward my body. I don't then believe that TikTok has any more love for me than my own unjust country does. I don't believe that TikTok holds any more safety for me than my own unjust country was. And
in 2020,
in 2020, when anti-vaxxers were like the Tuskegee, all of these things, all these reasons, we still said, go get vaccinated. There were still people being like, our government hasn't been trustworthy, but okay. I'm pausing. Because you were saying a thing and I got all anti-vaxxy.
No, I mean, that's just it, is like, it's hard. It's really hard to, if you're not actively, and, you know, we can even go back to like, when nobody could go outside, it's like, then all of a sudden we didn't like that because then people had time to research and they had time to learn about things and see a lot of the discrepancies and see the toxic partner for what they are. So I felt like all of a sudden, like, oh, we got to go back to work. Oh, no. And actually, in even jobs where we figured out you could work from home, it's like, we want you back in the office. Why? Like, take up more of my time, take up more, you know, money commuting, like, make me more exhausted doing a job that I could actually, like, do more work if I didn't, you know, I could do more work if you let me stay home. So but I'd be more energized and refreshed and, you know, healthy, you know. And now am I getting it conspiracy theory? Like, is it not just laziness of the DEA? Maybe that is why there's an ADD medication shortage. Maybe they want our brains to like not be able to catch up to all the information that we're receiving on a regular basis. So I'm not saying I trust TikTok. Like, I think it's all, I don't believe anything. Like, I take everything kind of like with caution, but, it's hard. There's, I feel like, also my brain today is bad. So like, nobody should listen to me. Don't let, I'm just expressing.
Stop, y'all. I just made a face at Rachel.
The exhaustion of like,
stop. I love you so much, girl. Stop.
Is like, it's so much. Well, I mean, I don't want anybody listening to me being like, I don't like, I'm too tired too to get information. It's like, no, it's like, just try, but also, I get it, but also, like, it is scary, and we should be paying attention, and we should be learning what we can about things and not just, like, seeing one video from one person, because it's, like, that's one person. So, like, you know, who is that person? Like, maybe watch another video, see what else they're about. I mean, that's a thing, too. It's, like, people tend to, like, be just, we are kind of ADD. It's, like, we click on one thing, we're, like, oh, I like this person. I believe this in this thing they say, but then you learn other stuff and you feel like betrayed, but it's like, because that's a whole person, hopefully, unless it's a bot. But like, yeah, like people, we too quickly like kind of invest in somebody based on like one thing we see about them on the internet. And it's like, don't invest like, you know, so quickly, just take the time to, Or if all you have time for is one click, then just consider maybe just like the video. Don't follow the person yet. Maybe wait until you see other video. I don't know like what I'm trying to say.
I am with you. And that is also American. That thing you said and that agreement that we have right now, that is also American non-war times thinking.
Yeah.
The idea of a click. You don't control what's behind that click, America. You don't. And like another nation that could decide that it wants you to see particular, because it's already decided that it only wants its own population to see certain things. So we know how that controlling entity really, truly runs shit when it wants to. And just one click at a time over here, it could be deciding what individual you see. So back when you and I started this podcast, however many hundred episodes ago, when you and I started, there was that like, do your research, click around, go looking. The danger of this is that you could go looking the way you and I, girl, right now, we're going looking. I feel like you and I are doing the real life version of this. And this brings me back around to what you're saying. I'm both yelling at America for what I perceive to be like putting me at risk because everybody's on board with TikTok and not paying attention to this national security risk. So I'm yelling at America, but I'm with you. I'm also yelling at our government. This is what y'all have fucking got done with your lack of trustworthiness. You've set up the perfect environment. We Americans are the perfect pawns for any country that can get its technology in here occupying our minds. You have done this, America, with your cowardliness and your slovenliness when it comes to like correcting and addressing our history. You have also done this, girl. You heard my angry rant earlier. I'm angry. I'm like locked between like all of these like incompetent, powerful forces in the world. Like,
you know what I learned? This is what this is reminding me of. A guy who drove my Uber in Phoenix, he drove me back to the hotel the one night. He told me, because apparently, like, everyone in California is moving to Phoenix, and Arizona is, like, the next big place. Like, it's really expensive to live there right now. Everybody wants to move there. They're building, like, one night we passed a hotel, it's not a hotel. It's, like, it had a roller coaster, but it's a hotel. It's, like, a resort that they're building in I don't know if it's in Phoenix or outside of Phoenix, but like this has a roller coaster that's like going to go through it or something. And it's like, so this is like what's happening there. And the one driver, he was explaining it to me, and I don't want to get to, cause I don't understand how a lot of this works. Like he was kind of explaining like why it's making so much money, cause people are like buying warehouses with manufacturing or something. But he told me this, he said that, and maybe I've heard this before, maybe someone's told me before and I didn't retain it, but like it struck me as interesting. He said that we're like the only country where people can buy land. You can buy land if you're from another country, if you have a business, if you're a business. You can't do it as an individual person, but a business can buy land, like actual land, like, because in any other place you have to be a citizen, or I forget what it's called. You can buy land, but you're not, you don't own it. It's something else. But he said, we let other countries' businesses actually own land in our country. Right. And I'm like, that seems messy. And he's like, that seems really messy.
Because accountability becomes like impossible. But the money's moving. And in a capitalistic nation, your primary objective isn't like tracking accountability.
So it's just interesting to think it's like, okay, so we're literally selling ours. I mean, like, how can we sit here and say like, this whole conversation about borders to me, it's kind of made it more hilarious because I'm just like, well, if we're just letting people like buy land, like from wherever, like how can we even say we're secure? Like that makes absolutely no sense. Like that is absolutely absurd to me.
Did I mention before that I'm angry? Tara, go ahead. I mean, to me, this world like, is insane.
It's just so like, I think it's just so illogical. Like, To me, a peasant, you know, like it doesn't make any sense. it seems like a bad idea. Like, to put it in a very basic term, it seems like not a really smart idea. And I'm not like anti different people, but it just seems like really stupid. Like, it doesn't seem like a good idea to me.
For all the reasons. Right. And this is what's happening at all levels of the, it's everything. This is why it's so impressive to me that our government is this united on this thing. The thing you're talking about is like one of the little leaks, little but significant
it's
leaks.
Land. Like,
our
it's
government
like
is putting out these leaks in the post. They're trying to plug leaks that our capitalism is drilling into the little fucking canoe that we are.
I mean, to me, it just seems like it. To me, I just heard that and I was kind of like, I need to find somewhere to get dual citizenship because this
word. This is not safe.
Doesn't feel sustainable.
And all empires have fallen. I don't know. I can't comfortably position myself. Maybe this is what happens when I go rural. Maybe that's me positioning myself for the fall of the empire as comfortably as possible. The creative in me feels like that's just a little bit not how we create. Like, I mean me. Like, how does one create for the fall of the I've only known this empire, and I've only known like this lack of stability in this empire. There was a time maybe in the 50s when people could just live and you didn't even have to think. Certain people didn't even have to think about America, right? Mm. Was there a time back when they were still littering and shit? Like, there was a time.
This more, I feel like I want to do like a history of litter, like people throwing things out the window. Like, I don't know about this litter. I know that people used to throw razors in the wall. Like, I only know that because like somebody said like the old row homes and like South Philly, when they go in the wall, like they used to put like their old razors, they would be like a little thing that they would put in the wall.
That's amazing.
Or something
that's
like amazing. That. I know I'm not making that up. It's like a real thing.
Personal. It's a thing. I believe it. I know that we didn't use to, now I throw hair away, but that was like a, we didn't throw, because the razor in the wall sounds, here's what I'm going to say, my problematic thing that I'm going to say. That is Irish magical thinking. That's what I think.
It might be. I hear that. It sounds terrifying if you're working on a house, like that you might just like
find a bunch of, just look out for the razors.
Yeah.
That's very TSA. Anything sharp in here that I need to worry about?
Right.
No sharps in the walls.
I hate that when they ask me that, I always have to think about it, even though I know the answer, but it's just my ADD brain. And I'm just like, no,
I can't just answer the question straight. I know I should just say no, but because I'm doing it for work, I will just tell them what the problem is. I brought my protein powder in today. I don't have time to stop and get protein on the way from work.
Oh.
So I bring it in too, and then it flags the machine. And then I get asked the question and I'm like, just let me bring my protein. It's just protein. I should just say no. This is where I'm a bad person.
No, I do that too. I tell them it's magnets, but I want to shout out the TSA person that when I flew last in Philly knew it was magnet. He was like kind of sarcastic, but not. He was like, what, do you have a bunch of magnets in here? I'm like, actually, yes, I do. And then I realized I sounded sarcastic and I was like, no, I really do. It's a bag of magnets. I wasn't being a dick. But he recognized me. He's the first person that knew.
Remember when we were in school in the math class and the math teacher was like, just show me your work. Just show me that you know what you do. It really matters. That's like a life principle. This TSA person is showing you his work and it matters. Yes, you could just scan us and walk us through. But for my human psyche, hearing you say, what is it? A bunch of magnets? Like something clicks.
It makes me feel like at least you're actually looking, like I'm looking, actually like looking at it and not just, you know.
Girl, it's bad. This last time I went to work, oh my gosh. It's everything because SEPTA will, I don't know if SEPTA worked with the airport, but the SEPTA trains are scheduled to arrive in ample time for anybody reporting to work to get past screening and into their job. Wherever you work, if that SEPTA train runs anywhere near on time, you should be on time for work.
That's a big if. I mean, if SEPTA is running on time, I mean, that is like.
Yup. And the tracks and the people working them hate the weekends. You could tell the tracks don't appreciate that they work it on a weekend, and neither do whoever's driving these trains, because they will be late, just late enough to take you from on time to significantly late. And like, the most annoying airport employee that I've encountered on a SEPTA train was like, I'm gonna fuck somebody up, and looking around at the people on the train. Y'all don't worry, people. I ain't gonna tag nobody here. Like, but you just said you're gonna fuck so you
right seem before out of control. You go into the airport. Loud. Great, yeah. Perfect. Thank you. That's just what you want to hear.
Job.
You're especially right now where it's like all these things happening with airline.
It employees. Could happen.
Like, I just do not. It's like with how expensive flights are right now. I've said it on Twitter, and I'll say it here. I really hope that these $500 one way flights are funding the mental health of your pilots, your flight attendants. Please, I really hope.
Your people need this money,
and let them get therapy without flagging them, because actually they will be better. They'll be hinged. Not telling your passengers the flight might deteriorate halfway through the flight before the plane takes off. Please, like,
that's what I'm gonna start saying to my friends. And here's the thing: I tend to believe that there is a good CEO out there, and I want y'all to bed me and wed me.
It's gotta be one.
You're like house help. I will like do just buy my hair and keep me with a fresh manicure. I can be very simple. Allow me to do my recordings and say the things I need to say and live a fulfilled life. But you could be a CEO if you can let other people live a fulfilled human life. We don't even need yachts out here. But I say fuck you, CEO. I will say fuck you to, if my friends start sounding like you, CEOs, in their cognitive dissonance over the various things that you give them for their ambitions, that's what I'm gonna say to my friends. I'm gonna be like, fuck you, CEO, because it's the CEO speaking through you. You are possessed by a CEO if you believe in this shit. Okay. Fuck these CEOs. I see these people. Pilots like used to be hot to me, but I realized pilots are just labor. They're labor with golden stripes. They're labor like everybody else, dragging their own shit through the airport like everybody else. Flight attendant, like all of these people. I wonder if it looks the same way to me in the hospital. There would be a sense in the hospital because that caste system is there, like scrubs, all the various levels of scrubs and white coats. I wonder if sitting in the hospital, I probably would see the same thing right now, because this is so.
A lot of these hospital systems are not treating doctors great.
Yeah.
And they're not retaining great doctors because they're not.
All of the industries, the legal industry.
Have lives in their hands, pilots, doctors, they're not being treated great at all. They're being pressured to do more faster, like. It's
and for what? Not for the good, not for anything having anything to do with their career, but somebody else's career, somebody else's money.
Yep. It's very disturbing, because my whole thing was with flying, I'm always like, I just have to hope. I put my faith in the fact that my pilot does not want to die.
Yeah. That's it. I'm not there yet, but I can imagine having a day sitting at the controls. And I even said I'm not there yet. You know what I mean? Like, I've had some angry days where I'm like, this universe don't make no sense. And in a glitch in the matrix, like, you hear these various stories of these people sitting in these, you know, is it just a video game at this point? I am being treated like this is just a video game. And this is that like aggregation of data thing. There are people looking at our lives and we are less significant than a sim. We're data points. So how much accountability am I actually supposed to carry as a fucking data point?
That is a great question.
It's fueling my rage today. Because sometimes I still believe in goodness.
I do too. And I think that when I start feeling like that, I just kind of, it's like accountability to myself. And I start there because it's like, if you're not accountable to yourself, who can you really even be accountable for? It's like, and not to be corny, but it's like the whole, like, if you don't love yourself,
that's
like,
all that's left. Love,
you know, yeah. It's like, you have to be like, wait a second. What do I believe? Who am I? I can't control the world. So, and I think we're at 60.
It's so time, but I like super love this moment. If it's okay with you, I'll go like a couple more minutes on this with you, but mm-hmm. It is so time. And listener, thanks for hanging in. And I bet you can appreciate even the curve in this conversation. Like I really do appreciate the
it's because it's coming times, back. And I think we do need, I mean, that's the thing is like, we actually do need to really be there for each other. And like, if anything in my whole life, I almost said my little spiritual journey, but no, I'm not going to like belittle it. It's like, right. This whole thing is like, really what I've noticed is that the more I put faith in myself, the more I actually do have strength and capacity for people around me more than I thought I did. I thought I did before, but I was just burnt. It was like, I was running on fumes. And I could not be as present as I am now, but I didn't know. It's like, you don't know until you get further, you know, until you actually have more than you did. So it's like every time I kind of build myself up more from the inside, I'm like, oh, now I actually feel like I can like sit and feel grounded when I'm like just having a conversation. I actually feel like my feet are on the floor, if that makes sense. Like,
mine is like, and you know, I think I said this to you, and I hear that, like, that is the ongoing, the maintenance phase of it. For the past couple of days, it was, fuck this. It was the rage. It was, I am still doing this, and I am still being presented with this fucking world. And like, some of it laughable, but some of it, like, there's deep sorrow. Deep sorrow, guttural rage at like the colossal injustice. And like, I am trying to be this, I'm not trying, but like this good person, this good person shit, this is my baseline. And I fuck it up, but like, this is my baseline. Be good, be kind. When I'm real about how I'm feeling, I feel guilty about it. When I made a face at you and you said a thing, I feel bad about, like, I still, those are still like, my drives, but I had to acknowledge this rage. I had to acknowledge this sorrow. I had to acknowledge like feeling abandoned and the depth of the injustice of this fucking world. Y'all stay tuned, because the thing I didn't finish saying earlier was, I will be the friend. Any experience you think you have that's a great place, a great person, a great business, a great restaurant, I will show you how that place is infused with injustice and cruelty. Just invite me as your guest to that place, and I will show you how the underbelly of human existence is there. And that seems to be what this incarnation, that is Ketanya Mosley, attracts, is like, my friends enjoy a thing, and then I get to show them how their thing is actually quite bad. Like that. And I'm not even in it to complain.
But I will say that.
But that's what had me in an emotional space. And the thing that I was left with today is, I just feel better when I practice. When I do meditate, when I do write, I just feel better. But go ahead, girl. Go ahead.
No, and I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
It was long. I get it.
it wasn't. And I feel like, one, I want to say, like, I know that, and you know, I don't want to say, I want to assume what you meant by it, but like, even this, like, I just feel like if I like a place or I love a place, but like, you're revealing something about it that I didn't see before, like, is it not, it's still that plate, like, it still has those qualities, but now I see what they are. I mean, it's like the toxic partner, right? So it's like, it's better to know sooner than later that you're attached to a person who is like actually
who's bad. Capable of this. Yeah.
So it's kind of like, I'd rather, and I think like the world is full of that, but like, I mean, and I know you're way ahead of me with it. Like, there's stuff I know. I probably, when I talk about it, it's like, not boring to you, but like, I feel like I'm in the beginning.
About the horrible
stages,
world.
Like, no, about feeling feelings. Like, I kind of feel like, cause I'm just like now understanding that like, oh, when I have those, like, those moments of like this horrible world and like this. And then I feel like a big thing for me in all of my stuff was like, anytime I feel a feeling, not only do I feel the feeling, but I feel ashamed that I feel the feeling. So like kind of unpacking that was like a big thing for me. And then like letting myself feel that and just sit in it. And it's amazing because like now I don't have to sit in it as long as I did when I first started, because now that I actually let myself feel the feeling and then the shame, and then I say it and I'm like, well, I feel ashamed that I feel this way. And it's like, why? You feel that way. You feel that way. So what? Feel it. And then and then it's a kind of amazing when you let yourself feel it, it doesn't hang around as long as it did before. And it's like freeing. So it's like, it sucks. Yeah. Like there's just, the world is shit, you know, but it's like great to be able to like, you know, feel the shit and then find not shit. After that.
No, I don't know.
That's like such bit. If you want to hire me for your TED talk, no, motivational speaking, it's just find the not shit. But no, I'm thankful for your feelings and that you share them.
Oh my God.
That you reveal the truth. We should all be revealing. You know, it's kind of, it reminds me of like, I think that there's people that bring things out, and it reminds me of kind of something. Really quick, it's like, I remember like I used to hang out at my friend's bar on a Sunday, and there had been a guy there sitting, like maybe it was like my friend had already been there, my friend other friend was bartending, there was a seat next to her, and then this other guy that had been kind of like a little out there. I sat down next to him because my friend was on the other side, and I can be a blunt person, but this guy was kind of drunk, and he had been talking about how he like sold something in Atlantic City. Like he was just kind of saying that he won all this money and he sold something, but he was kind of all over the place. And then he said something like, I can't find my phone. And he looked at me, he goes, can you call my phone so I can find it? And I said, well, I can try to help you look for your phone, but I'm not going to give you my phone number. I'm not going to call you because then you'll have my, you know, and I just kind of said it. And then the guy just paused for a minute, and then he turned around, and then he looked and he turned back to me, and he's like, fuck you and fuck your phone number.
Yep.
And then my friend, like his sunglasses were on the table. So my friend was bartending. He picked up his glasses, walked out of the bar because he knew he would follow him out. And then he told him he couldn't come back in. He was like, honestly, we've been looking for a reason to kick him out, but he hasn't given us a solid one. He goes, when I saw you walk in, I knew it was going to happen.
You were the canary. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just like, there's sometimes the ugliness needs to come out, and then he got kicked out, and then nobody had to deal with him anymore.
I want, oh, damn it, girl. Okay, and then I'm really trying to wrap this up. I think the person getting the message matters so much, because when you brought this concept up, I have been a canary in a coal mine. When I was working in medical education, I'm looking at the clock. When I was working in medical education, I was at this one institution where the head of the program, and to remind people, I used to essentially play a patient. Most of my job was playing a patient. And sometimes it was teaching. It was like going over their interviewing skills and teaching them how to do various physical examination maneuvers. It tended to involve my body, bedside manner. But although I like to say soft skills and communication and interview, I like to say skills. Bedside sounds like we chilling and it don't matter, but you're actually traumatizing people, MDs, DOs, et cetera, when you're not communicating well, because any human communicates before exposing somebody and examining the chest. Anybody does that. And we call it bedside, like that's cute, but let's call it what it is. It's skills. These are valuable skills that keep your asses out of court. That's why I had a job, because there was data proving that having these skills meant being sued less. I.e., you could kill somebody's relative, but if you kill them nicely, you're less likely to be sued. That's like why I had a job. So there was a program that they added for this class of medical students. They decided they were going to be tested this additional time when none of the other, they had prepared for a certain amount of testing, and then they squeezed another test in when these students had like state tests to worry about and all kinds of exams to worry about. For my group of people, it meant more work. We just had to learn an additional case. we would come in a few more nights a week. For these students, it meant more fucking stress with standardized patients who think they know medicine better than you fucking do. And nobody really cares about this fake patient anyway. The problem is that's still my body. And I had like the first day of working with students on this bonus program. And the way that they managed my body, but used the skills, there was a dissonance for me between the way that they ostensibly were communicating, but treating my body with such a lack of care. Mm-hmm. It traumatized me. I felt trapped in that space. I was opening the door and like my body was opening the exam room door between encounters and looking around for help. My body was doing this. Intellectually, I was doing the job. My body was like, get me out of here. And at the end of the day, I got out, wrote an email to my bosses, attempted to talk to them about it before the next day of testing. And I said, at least, could you pull me out of a room while we talk about this? Because this is really uncomfortable, the way that my body is being treated. They scheduled me for a full day of testing. This body that had been looking for a way out broke down, cried for over an hour. And that was the only communication that they could get from this body. Ultimately, they took me off that program where those students were too angry to perform with any care. My body got it. This wasn't care. And how dare you get a situation to score them as though that's care? I couldn't resolve that. In that case, they didn't hear the canary. Like, my main boss did say, maybe you're a canary in a coal mine. And she tried. She was like, is there trauma? You know, I hate to ask you this. You don't have to answer, but do you have some trauma? And I was like, yes, but patients all over the world have trauma. Patients all over Philadelphia have trauma. Patients everywhere. And guess what? I've had trauma when I've worked this whole rest of the time with these very students on all of these other programs. This is happening now. Like, but with capitalism, with everything, with whatever cognitive dissonance she had, she could know that she had been in conversation with the canary, but there wasn't anything that she could do to correct this. And I'll add to it, if I had scored any of those students adversely, this program was notorious for going behind standardized patients and rescoring this. Like, the student would take their report, argue the score to the head of the program, and he'd change the score. So this body could no longer allow itself to be, it did everything it could.
And the thing is, you were, that was a lesson right there. If anybody chose to accept it, it's like, why is this person crying? Like, it's not like it just happened for no reason, but it's like you don't choose to actually receive the lesson that you're getting. And
you chose capitalism. You chose your job. You chose. So on our conversation today, I think part of like the TikTok horror, the global horrors, the national security horrors is, you know about situations I'm facing in my life. I know about situations you're facing in your life, where we can see how humans can be so inhuman, like toward us, based on whatever. And really all I have, oh my God, it's so Tracy Chapman. My young friends and listeners, y'all, Tracy, to that dude, he's doing Fast Car now, and now she's getting clicks for Fast Car. She has this other song that's like, all that you have is your soul. I'm sure I've brought it up on previous episodes. But at a moment like now, I'm like, all that I have is my soul. Like, that's it. I don't have justice. I don't have fairness. I don't know if an income is guaranteed me. I don't know if a stable home is guaranteed me. I don't know if a stable nation state is like guaranteed me. I have this I that I keep referring to. That's what I have. So, okay. And like right now in this moment, girl, I have you. I'm going to be that cheesy because my point was like,
I got you, babe.
I got you, babe.
And speaking of stability, like, the internet keeps doing, something's doing a thing. Where
is the internet being unstable? We ain't even got stable.
It started to, and I just want to say that's why I'm staring intently, because it's like doing a little thing where it starts to like, and I'm just like, don't.
So I got a reading. This person told me, she was like, with your United States passport, you can go anywhere in the world. And I feel like it was during that conversation that she lost her Wi-Fi connection and had like pay a little bit on a prepaid bill in order to get us up and running again. That's your life. When you can go anywhere in the world is what? Yes, it was minor. We were back up and running, but that's what they got at other places in the world. That's what, girl. And this is what we have in the United States, Wi-Fi unstable. Okay. Except I'm not losing it. Girl, thank you for being here with me. Like, and able to hear the canary cries. I don't know. Canaries don't cry, they die. But thank you.
I don't know anything about that. Is that bit? I know the cat that ate one. There's the cat that ate.
Oh, canary.
Okay. That's what I keep thinking of, like the cat that ate the canary, because it has feathers on it.
The little bit I understand is like maybe pre-technology and maybe still currently, before you sent people into a coal, like once they figured out that coal mines were toxic, what they would do is send canaries in first. And if the canaries come out okay, then it's cool. If you still wait on that canary, maybe don't send them dudes down there. It's like,
So it's like the what do they send into space? Like the little robot they send into space.
Oh, they do send a little R2-D2, like
a little hitchbot.
Yeah, R2-D2 is one of the most compelling robot characters ever. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I remember. I mean, I saw Star Wars a long time ago, but I remember. I know who R2-D2 is.
He was
I think of Hitchbot in Philly.
Oh my gosh, because they tried to R2 Hitchbot, and look what happened to him. That's what Philly does. R2-D2 is like a lonely child with a soda can. A lonely child with a Diet Pepsi can creates R2-D2. Philly, that's what they do. And then Philly's proud of it. They like, yeah, send your fucking robot experiment to our town.
Years ago, when I was in LA, I saw like there was some robot thing delivering food, like for Grubhub or DoorDash or something. And I was like, oh, that could never happen in Philly. Like, we could just never have that.
We not. And there is something I respect about that. Like, if a robot is taking our jobs, we definitely gonna fuck that robot up. Like, we have no regard for human life. Why am I regarding a fucking robot stealing a human job? Like, fuck you. By the way, Sips for Haiti. This remind, like,
I don't even know. I see this is more stuff.
It's so much. I promised I would stop. Stay tuned. Thank you, dear listener. Thank you, Rachel. Stay tuned, y'all. There's so much in this world. Stay tuned. I can't start it. Oh, I love you.